knew the word hated house.
Okay. What do you call something that brings bad luck?
I don't know what calls them bring bad luck. I don't know what that is.
Okay, have you ever heard the words jinx or hoodoo or voodoo?
Yeah, I have heard them words.
All of them? Have you ever used any of them?
No, I don't use them, but I have heard people say them.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, what about a person that brings bad luck? Do you have a word for that? Okay. What do you call a child whose father and mother are not married?
Well, some people call him a bastard.
What would you call him?
I call him a child.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
A funeral home.
Okay. What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
A casket.
Okay. What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a small, fast-flowing stream of water coming down off a mountain?
It's called a stream of water.
Okay. What do you call a larger stream of water that flows through level country?
A creek.
Okay, and how about something that's bigger than a creek?
A river.
Okay. What do you call flat, grassy country, like down around the seacoast? Okay. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers? What do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
I don't call it no gravy. There won't be none.
Okay. You ever heard of red-eye gravy?
Yeah, I heard that.
You ever used the word?
No, I don't use the word. I don't make that
gravy. You don't make it, okay.
that's
a good reason not to use the word. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Casein.
Okay. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
It's called a hog. That's all I know.
There's a special kind of hog, though, that runs around wild out in the woods.
Wild?
Yeah. And they're real hard to fatten, I've been told.
I don't know about that, but I know, about the wild hog.
Uh-huh. What do you call an itching soreness between toes?
Right.
Uh-huh. What do you call cheap whiskey? You know, it's whiskey that can be bought in stores, but it's cheap and it's not real good.
Gin.
Okay. Have you ever heard anything like rot gut or kill 'em quick or bust head?
Yeah, I hear that.
Well, have you ever used any of those?
No, I don't use it because I don't drink no whiskey.
You don't make red eye gravy and you don't drink whiskey.
No.
You sound like a good living person. Okay, let's see. Now, what would you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Yeah, they like to play with little trucks.
Yeah, well now this is a general word that includes trucks and dolls and all kinds of things.
Yeah, they like to play with dolls.
Yeah. But what's one word that means all these different things?
Ball.
Okay. Well now, how about a toy or a play pretty? Have you ever used those words?
Well, I said toy, and I said play pretty, too.
Which one would you be more likely to say?
Play pretty.
Okay. Now, this next section has to do with word patterns. Like you'd say, today I take it, yesterday I took it, and many times I have taken it. And if you're talking about, that's if you're talking about taking something. If you're talking about singing a song, you'd say, today I sing the song, yesterday I sang the song, and many times I have sung the song. And if you're talking about, what's another one? Seeing somebody. You'd say, today I see him, yesterday I saw him, many times I have seen him. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if we're talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been what?
What do you mean, what did you buy?
No. I mean, if we're talking about singing, then we'd say, has the song been sung? If we're talking about buying groceries, we'd say, have the groceries been
bought?
Okay.